Hello. Let's begin Unit 15. What's the time, please? Unit 15. What's the time, please?
第十五单元，请问现在几点钟？从标题我们可以看到，本课的要点就是要学会用英语来问时间和说时间，也就是报出英语的终点。
Now first, let's listen to the dialogue of this unit.
首先我们看一看这个单元的对话。
What's that? It's my watch. That's nice. Is it new?
Yes, it is.
You must look after it. Give it to Mr. Hu.
Okay, thanks.
这单元的前面部分都是复习我们初一上学期前面所学的一些内容啊，非常简单。Watch, 手表。Watch, 手表。在这段对话里面有一个新的句子结构，就是 give it to Mr. Hu， 把它交给胡老师。Give 是给的意思。
Now please look at the card. Give it to Mr. Hu，
把它交给胡老师，它等于
give your watch to Mr. Hu。
Give your watch to Mr. Hu， 就是把你的手表交给胡老师。我们也可以说
give Mr. Hu your watch，
give Mr. Hu your watch， 就是把你的手表交给胡老师。我们还可以说
please go and give it to Mr. Hu，
请去把你的手表交给胡老师那儿。 OK， 所以英语里面的表达呢，它是有种多种多样的啊，比如说把这支笔交给胡老师，我们说 give the pen to Mr. Hu， and we can also say give Mr. Hu the pen. Okay, let's go on with the dialogue. 下面我们继续这个对话。
Excuse me, Mr. Hu, can you look after my watch, please?
这是紧接着上面的对话的。
Excuse me, Mr. Hu, can you look after my watch, please?
又是复习我们这个学期所学的一个要点，用 can you 提出请求。胡老师，你能够替我照看一下手表吗？保管一下手表吗？
OK，
行。
Thanks very much. You are welcome.
好，从刚才的这个对话可以我们看到，尽管我们初一上学期学的东西非常非常之少，但实际上只要我们在生活之中去试图去用它，或者努力去用它的话，还是有很多情况下我们都可以用我们简单的英语来达到用英语进行相互之间的交流的作用啊。所以关键我们要抓住一切可以练习的机会。好，下面我们继续看这个本单元所提供的复习的有关对话。
Hi, Hanmei, what's the time, please?
Hi, Hanmei, what's the time, please?
回到我们这一课的主题了。韩梅，请问几点钟了？
Sorry, I don't know. My watch is at home. Please go and ask Lily Lei.
Sorry, I don't know.
大家很熟悉了。
My watch is at home.
我的手表在家。
Please go and ask Lily Lei.
请去问一问李雷吧。
OK. Hi, Lily. What time is it, please?What time is it, please?
Let me see. It's about 4:30.
Thanks, I must go.
好，在这段对话里面大家可以看到那个白色的这两个句子。What's the time, please? What time is it, please? 这两句的意思是完全一样的。What's the time? 也是问时间几点钟了。What time is it?也是问时间的。好，那么有关如何用英语来给对方说时间，我们在前面曾经学过了一种比较简单的说英语的时间的方法啊，那么就是直接用数字按照钟表上所，特别是像电子钟上面所说的时间训着说就行了。下面我们看一个实例。
What's the time? It's 8:05.
It's 8:05.
那么这种说时间的方法呢，它就是把那个电子显示器上的时刻就迅速说下去了 8:05, 连那个 O 都说出来了 ,8:05 分。那实际上我们就直接可以说 8:05 分 ,8:05 就可以了，就 8:05 也可以。Now the next example, what time is it? It's 8:10, it's 8:10, 是8:10。那么这种说时间的方法呢，就是先说时，然后说分钟，就迅速说就行了，啊，迅速说下去就行了。那么，7:30或7:30，我们就是 7:30。那么9:45，我们就是 9:45。那么在本单元呢，我们大家还要掌握一种新的报时方法。这新的报时方法呢，它是和我们汉语的有一种报时方法是一样啊，几点过一刻，几点半，几点差一刻啊，就和我们这个汉语也有这种报时方法。那同样，英语也有这种报时方法。请大家看图示。Now look at the picture. Now here is 30 minutes. That's half. 那么这个表盘上呢，这个地方叫 half。Here, 15 minutes, we call a quarter. 45 minutes, we call it a quarter too. 那么这个45分，这个地方也是一个 quarter. 那么这个地方是从这个地方算的 quarter. 好，英语里面呢，它在表盘的这个半边，表盘的这半边也就是右半边吧。那么在这半边说时间的时候呢，它的分呢，它通常说 past, 过。也就通常就用几点过多少，就当那个分钟在这个表盘的右半侧的时候，它都是几点过几多啊，比如说1:10、1:15、1:20、1:25啊，1:30，它都是用过。但是如果当分钟到表盘的左半边的时候呢，它英语的习惯呢都用 to 呢就是差。它就变成啊几点差25，几点差20，差一刻，差10分，差5分啊，这是一种表述的习惯。那么这个位置呢，如果是上午的这个12点这个位置呢，就是 noon, 就正午。那如果是夜晚的这个位置呢，叫 midnight, 这两个生词是我们要学的本单元。好，大家再听一遍 noon, midnight, OK?Let's see. 好，下面我们就看怎么来报时了。How to tell the time. 你看这个是整点的一点，那我们就说 it's one, 或者 it's 1:00. 好，当那个分钟往这儿走，走到这个一刻的位置呢，那这个时候就要用 past, 过。当分针走到这个位置的时候呢，就是过一半，so half, it's half past. 好，分钟往这个方向走的时候呢，就要写差了。就是多少差一刻。好，请大家看，那么 What time is it? 或者 What's the time? 这是什么时间呢？哎，这是一半的位置，而且呢是在表盘的右侧。Then we say past. We say it's 3:30. What's the time? The minute hand is here, a quarter. It's also on the right side. 也是在右手边。那因此呢，我 say past, it's 6:15. And here, 20 minutes, 20分，还是在表盘的右半边。Then we say, it's 6:20. 好，现在分钟在表盘的左侧了。And a quarter, what's the time? 好，这是7:00, 8:00. Then we say, it's 7:45, 就8:00差一刻了。What's the time? 现在分钟在表盘的左侧，在20分这个位置。那我们就用 2, it's 20:08, 8:00差20分钟啊，8:00差20。好，这是英语里面呢，生活中通常用来表示时间的一种说法。那么从现在我们学了这以后呢，每天都应该用英语来说一说时间。下面我们看一段小对话，就是有关到时间和日常的生活的一些行为的这个内容的。
Tom, Tom, it's time to get up.
What's the time, Mom?
It's 7, it's time to go to school.
Oh dear, I'm late.
Don't worry, Tom. You can go with Dad today.
那么这段对话是发生在哪两个人之间？
Yes, mother and son. 是母亲和儿子之间。啊，母亲和儿子之间。
Tom, Tom, it's time to get up.
So it's time to get up. 该起床了。It's time 是起床的时候了。
It's time to get up.
这是个非常重要的句式。
What's the time, Mom?
妈妈，现在几点钟啊？
It's 7. It's time to go to school.
是该上学的时间了。
Oh dear.
是一种感叹。哎呀，老天爷啊。哎呀，不得了。啊，老天爷。
I'm late. 我迟到了。I'm late.
Don't worry, Tom. You can go with Dad today. Don't worry.
不用着急，不用担心。这在我们前面曾经见到过。好，
Don't worry.
别担心。
Don't worry.
别着急。
You can go with Dad.
With 是和什么人一块，和什么人一道。
You can go with Dad today.
你今天可以和你爸爸一块去。
So maybe Dad has a car.
肯定他父亲有一辆车。
So you can go with Dad. Don't worry.
根据这个语义来看呢，就肯定可以推断啊。
Tom's father has a car.
Tom 的父亲是有车。
And he goes to work by car.
他是开车上班的。So you can go with Dad. 你可以和你爸爸一块去。好，请看这个对话里面的重要结构 It's time to 该干什么的时候了
It's time to
后面用一个动词请看
It's time to get up
该起床了
It's time to go to school
该上学去了
It's time to listen
该听了好，后面就直接跟上那个动词或者动词短语就行了那么 it's time to 在我们本单元里面呢还有一个结构呢 it's time for 在 to 的后面是跟动词刚才讲了在 for 的后面就要跟名词或者是代词例如
it's time for break
请注意 break 是休息是小休息一次啊，喘息一下休息一下休息片刻
it's time for break
也该休息了
it's time for English
这经常用在开课的英语老师上课前 It's time for English 好现在该上英语了当然有时候呢根据情景呢 It's time for English 现在该说英文了啊，都可以的那么类似的说法呢有很多 It's time for bed It's time for bed 意思是该上床睡觉了 It's time for school 意思是该到学校去了该上学了 It's time for work 该工作了 It's time for work
So it's time to and it's time for. It's very important.
Now let's do some exercises. 下面我们结合时间的表述法来做一个练习。
Look, 6:15 a.m. Get up. It's 6:15. It's time to get up.
现在是六点一刻，该起床了。我们也可以说
It's 6:15. It's time to get up.
It's 6:15. It's time to get up.
Exercise 2. 7:20 a.m. Go to school. A.M. means in the morning.
早晨
And we can say, it's 7:20. Let's go to school. It's 7:20. Let's go to school. And we can also say, it's 7:20. It's time to go to school. It's 7:20. It's time to go to school.
Go on the next one. 9:30 a.m. Do exercises.
Do exercises means 做操。如果做早操可以加上一个 morning. Do morning exercises.
It's 9:30. It's time to do exercises. And we can also say it's 9:30. It's time for exercises. It's time for exercises.
Go on the next one.12:00 a.m. Have lunch.
It's 12. It's time to have lunch.
It's 12. It's time to have lunch.
It's noon. It's time for lunch. It's noon. It's time for lunch.
The next one. 4:45 p.m. Do sport.
It's 4:45. It's time to do sport. It's 4:45. It's time to do sport.
And we can also say it's a quarter to five.
It's a quarter to five. It's time for sport.
5:50 p.m. Go home.
Then we can say it's 5:50, it's time to go home.
It's 5:50, it's time to go home.
We can also say it's 10 to 6, it's time for home.
It's time for home.
So 10 to 6 at 6:40.
It's 10 to 6, it's time for home.
Well,
好，那么我们可以通过大量这样的练习来练习说时间和说自己该做的行为。那么回去以后呢，大家可以把自己的日常生活列一个时刻表，那根据我们刚才这种练习形式写话说话，那么这样呢就可能熟练的掌握报时间的方法啊，以及说在什么时间该干什么这样的句子。
OK, now let's come to another dialogue. 下面我们再看另一段对话。
Excuse me, what's the time, please? Sorry, I don't know. My watch is at home.
我们前面对话里面出现这样一段。
Hi, Jim, what's the time?
Let me see. It's about 10:30.
Thanks very much. It's time for break.
在这段对话里面又出现几个新的。第一个 ,let me see.
Let me see.
意思是让我瞧一瞧 ,let me have a look.
Let me have a look.
About 是大约的意思，就十点半左右，大约十点半。About.
Thanks very much. It's time for break.
该休息一会儿了。It's time for break.
And we can also say it's time to have a break.
It's time to have a break.
In this unit, there is a very important word as must.
Must.我们前面已经见过了必须的意思。在说时间的时候，我们还经常和有 must 引导的句子连用。
So for example, it's 6, I must get up.
It's 7, I must go to school.
It's 8, we must begin our class.
It's 8, we must begin our class.
So must do something.
意思是一定要干什么，必须要。干什么事 ？OK， 好，在本单元里面，我们重点呢学习了一种新的报时间的方式。第二呢，学会了一个句子结构，就是 "It's time to do something" or "It's time for something"， 什么时间该干什么。同时，我们掌握了一些有关时间的一些常用的词语啊，比如看钟的说 "Let me see"， 啊，让我看一看啊，等等。那么回去以后呢，就跟刚才我们说的。要结合自己日常生活来学习和巩固它。OK?
Now, what time is it?
OK, it's 4:20. I think it's time for break. Until next time.